Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
Road rage is something that happens to all of us. At some point or another, you just get mad behind the wheel of a car. I've watched my mother-in-law, who's in the optimist society, kind of get irritated for her behind the wheel of a car. But producer Jacob, who is a Labrador puppy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just sweet as can be, yep. Head on your lap. He got bit with the road rage bug. What
sure
happened?
Did. Okay, so a couple things really drive me crazy in traffic. One of them is when somebody needs to turn left, but they turn their steering wheel right.
So if you can't make a U-turn, even if you're in a big-ass truck, if you can't make a U-turn, it's because you're not supposed to make a U-turn there.
Yep, exactly. So I'm on Madison, and I'm behind this girl who happens to do just that thing that really drives me crazy. I watched her turn right. She goes into the other lane. Some other car has to avoid her, and then she does her U-turn. And I follow her, and as we both get onto the freeway, I get in front of her, and I roll down my window, and I held out my middle finger for probably 15 seconds directly at her, and I just stared at the road as I was driving.
Oh, and this was because of the U-turn?
You know what? You were, there was no cop there at that moment,
exactly,
to regulate justice.
Mm-hmm.
You had to step in as a vigilante.
Yes, like Batman.
I don't get super road ragey with people. Like, I don't give people the finger. If somebody gives me the finger, I blow them a kiss. I feel like that's a really funny way to be like, oh, you're going to give me the finger? Ha, ha, ha. You're so seriously, I take it.
Oh.
Just the other day, though, I'm on 80, and I am, like, in the slow lane, and somebody else is in the fast lane, and then she and I both, at the same time, we both used our blinkers, at least I did. I assume she did, too. We both tried to merge into the middle lane together, okay? At the exact same time. Both of us realized it. We went back to our respective lanes. She was furious with me.
Why?
She tailgated me.
Oh,
she
boy.
Gave me the finger. She tried to move lanes and get, like, close with me so that she could, like, eye to eye with me. And so I was like, every time I'd see her coming back, I'd just, like, slow down or I'd speed up. And it's just like, whenever I wave to somebody, I'm like, hey, I'm so sorry I made a mistake, I feel like they're being like that person.
I mean, you didn't do anything wrong in that situation. That person's a psychopath.
But I mean, she thought I did.
I know, but you didn't. And she's an idiot because she doesn't know rules. I don't give anybody the finger when I'm on the road, which, again, is out of character for me. But it's because I saw that. So, okay, so I'm in West Sacramento. I'm with my family. And you know when you're leaving IKEA to get back on 80 East,
yes.
Okay?
You have to, like, come around that big loop.
It's a two-lane on-ramp that merges into one lane before you merge onto the highway.
Yeah.
So in front of me were these two big-ass trucks, and they were, like, one was a girl and one was a guy, but they were both trying to, like, out-masculine each other to get in front of the other one. It's like, who cares? One of you slow down. But they were trying to go further and further and further, and then finally the truck on the right just guns it and gets in front of the other truck. Well, the lady was the one who got cut off. Her response wasn't to speed up and get on the other side of the guy to give him the finger. And I swear to God this happened. She sped up, got on the other side, and pulled a gun on him.
What?
Pulled a Glock up and pointed it. And my wife and I saw this, and we couldn't believe that that happened. Then, of course, the guy who had the gun pointed at him, he almost swerves off the road because he's so spun out by it. She takes off. My wife and I called the cops, which, I mean, who knows if they did anything about it. But we told them the license plate number and all that stuff. I doubt they did anything about it.
Yeah.
But that's why I'll never give the middle finger, because people are crazy in this country.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
You know, there's somebody being very suspiciously quiet during this who has had the longest checkered past with driving.
I mean, I don't get
wrong. Oh, it's you. Oh, it's nice that you just assumed I was talking about
Hey, Kevin. I don't get road rage that much, but there's this one time.
No, you're not allowed to get road rage.
You are not allowed to get road rage.
It's everyone around you.
Okay, well, this circumstance is different. You know how there's merging lane coming off of Arden, right? Well, this one person doesn't know how to merge, so...
Is that person named Kevin?
No! I'm the victim here.
I'm sorry.
I got so mad that they didn't know how to merge, so I just ran them off the freeway.
Wait, what?
Oh my God,
I didn't let them merge, and I made sure they took the next exit. Don't mess with me.
Oh, that is not ramming somebody off the freeway.
Yeah, it is. You drive right next to them where they can't merge, and then they eventually have to exit.
No, they drove... And they were still on the freeway. You just had to made them take a different exit.
Yeah, you forced them into another exit, which is still, I think, illegal and a huge a-hole move.
No, it's not.
But then again, that other person could have just stopped or slowed down or something like that to get behind you to do it.
Right.
You just didn't let them over is what you're saying.
I mean, it added 10 more minutes to their destination. I know that for sure.
Well, if it's in the Arden area, it might have added more than that because there's nowhere to turn around.
No, it's so bad.
See,
so
now, isn't that so much sweeter than giving somebody the finger?
Yeah. Just knowing that they contemplated, like, oh, I should emerge. I'm so bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.